Good afternoon. This is Dan O'Brien with your Top Third Ag Marketing closing grain comments for Thursday, February 23rd. The Ag Outlook Forum released their numbers this morning, and although corn and wheat tried to move a bit higher on the opening, they were unable to sustain that positive momentum and were dragged down during the rest of the day by the soybeans, which were weak continuously overnight through the day trade. So let's first take a look at corn. We've got March finishing the day down 5.5 cents at 365.5. That's the lowest close in over 2 weeks since February 6th. December finishing down 5.5 cents at 391.75. So the numbers released this morning from the Outlook Forum pegged corn acreage at 90 million versus 94 million last year. That was about 800,000 acres below the average guess of 90.8, and they also put the average corn price for this year at $3.50. AgriConsult is pegging Brazil's corn production at 93 million metric tons. That's versus the USDA's latest estimate of 86.5 million, and the second crop corn planting down in Brazil is underway right now. Taking a look at wheat, we've got March finishing the day down 3.25 cents at 438, with Kansas City March ending the day flat at 457.75. Considering the weakness in the corn and the beans, wheat held up fairly well during today's trading session. The drier outlook for the Southern Plains and also continuing questions about the wheat coming out of dormancy early due to the warmer than usual weather and a lack of snow cover, leaving it exposed to any sort of late winter, early spring freeze. The numbers released this morning from the Ag Outlook Forum had acreage pegged at 46 million versus 50.2 million from last year, so we're down 4.2 million acres. It was just a bit below the average estimate of 46.5 million acres. Egypt bought 300,000 tons of wheat from Russia and 60,000 from the Ukraine. Taking a look at beans, the weakest player on the board today, we've got March finishing down 11.25 cents at 10.11.5, traded below the overnight low and the February 1st low of 10.17. This opens the door to lower prices, $10 and possibly $9.95 in the sights now. November finished down 9 cents at 10.04.5. This is just below a trend line going back to August 31st, which comes in about 10.05.75. We'll have to see if they maintain closes under that trend line, opening the door to continued lower prices. Numbers released this morning by the Ag Outlook pegged bean acreage at 88 million. That's versus 83.4 million last year, up 4.6 million. And slightly below the average estimate of 88.3 million, and they put an average bean price of $9.60 a bushel on with those numbers. In outside markets, we've got the dollar slightly weaker, down 24 points at 100.95. Crude oil up 77 cents a barrel at 54.36. The stock market trading the day finishing up 34 points, 20,800. Gold trading up $16.60 an ounce at $1,249.90 an ounce. So tomorrow the Outlook Forum will be releasing updated supply and demand tables. We can get an idea a little more in-depth of what they're looking at. That's all I have for this afternoon. Also, on one final housekeeping notice, the export sales will be delayed until tomorrow due to Monday's holiday. So that is now all I have for this afternoon. If you'd like to give us a call, you can reach us at 877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-HEDGE. Have a good night.